Radio.
12 Explorer Scouts from across Cambridgeshire are undergoing an intensive fast-track work experience scheme to master the scientific techniques of professional archaeology. And I'm joined by Scout Leader Coyote and two of the young people taking part in the scheme, Ellie May and Ray from First Littleport Scout Group. Coyote, let's start with you. Oxford Archaeology has teamed up with the Cambridgeshire Scouts Archaeology Squad. Is this a section, the Archaeology Squad, is that a section of the Scouts for people that are particularly interested in archaeology?
Hi, and thanks for having us. So we have a programme team for Cambridgeshire Scouts, much like we have a water activities team or a mountain activities team. I've partnered up with some very passionate people in archaeology, in classics and history, and we even have a paleontologist, although that's not strictly archaeology. And so we try to bring these expertise to the different groups across the width of the county, the breadth of the county.
Archaeology, that's your area of expertise, I think, isn't it?
It is indeed. I was a field archaeologist for quite a long time. I was involved with commercial archaeology. Back in the day, I was actually an employee with Oxford Archaeology, but I also led some community digs and was involved in research work. So the field work side of it was more my thing. But what we're doing with Oxford is they're one of the largest archaeological contractors in the UK. And we're focusing more on what happens when you get back to the office and you bring the finds back and you bring the material back. And it's often a forgotten element in archaeology, and it's very STEM rich and science heavy. And I wanted to bring those skills to the young people and to give them an opportunity to not just see what was available, but to actually learn. Scouts is all about learning skills. So not learning the subject, but using the subject to learn the skills of the scientific approach, teamwork, working together to do this project in their teams and applying logic and that kind of thing. And so far yesterday, it was a really, really, really successful day. And we're looking forward to the rest of the day ahead as well. So,
well, let's bring in a couple of our young people now. Ellie May, good morning.
Morning.
Have you been excited about taking part in the archaeology scheme? Is archaeology something that you're very keen on?
Yes, I'm looking at studying archaeology at university after I finish sixth form.
Oh, you are. So it's something that you're wanting to go into. And you've just had your first day in the lab yesterday. Was it as good as you expected it to be?
Yes, very much so.
Sorry, I just want to highlight, Ellie May has actually joined us on some of our sessions that we do for Scouts across the county, and she's helped us to provide it. And it's a big thing in Scouts, the Young Leader Scheme, and she really is a shining example of that.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Let's have a word with Ray now. What was the most interesting thing that you learned today?
I think the most interesting I learned today was when we were seeing different plants and how they preserved it in the past, like how they would burn them, how some places dry them in the sun.
And were there lots of kind of chemicals and things like that that you had to use?
Not really. We did a lot with, like, water.
Okay. And was any of it quite difficult? Did you find any of it a bit tricky?
When we were cleaning the bone fossils, it was quite difficult to get all the clay off of it.
And I guess you've got to be really, really careful when you're doing that as well, because you don't want to scratch them, I'm imagining.
Yes.
So it's quite tricky. Is it something that you want to do for a living as well?
I'm still thinking about it. There's other places I want to try first.
Mm-hmm. No, that's absolutely fair. And it's one of these things, I guess, that even if you don't go into it for a living, you can always do it for fun and part-time as well, can't you? Archaeology is always something that you can help out with and take part with.
Yeah.
So was it better than school, Ray, yesterday?
Yeah, it was better. I think I could open up more than I could in school.
Oh, did you find it was a bit more relaxed then? It wasn't quite as formal.
Yeah, it was way more relaxed than school.
Okay, well that's good then. Coyote,
Yes.
did you learn anything today? Let's turn this on you as well and see if there was
Oh,
anything
now
that
you're putting me under pressure.
I am.
This has been a big project and a big experiment. Scouts was born with Baden Powell's camp in Brownsea Island, and it's actually called the Experimental Camp. So one thing I like to do with my scouting is make sure I keep experimenting. And I was really, really pleased with how all the different bits that I've taken from other people and other projects and how I've sewn them up together has worked out. And one of the most important things is to sit back and stop talking and let the explorers and the scouts get on with doing things. One of the very important things we wanted to focus on was our experts gave them a briefing, but then they stood back and they let them analyze the skeleton. They let them analyze the flints, the worked stones. And even with all the work I'd done, I didn't expect them to find so much enjoyment and social enjoyment out of the session. And oh, don't get me wrong, I hoped they would, but it was incredible. And I think that was the unexpected joy that I took from it, you know, that they really had fun, not just benefits. Does that make any sense?
It does. It does. And that's one of the main things as well, isn't it? Making it fun. And if you make something fun, then it's not work, is it? It's not
And I have
work.
to say, the experts in the team from Oxford Archaeology, they have supported Archaeology Squad from our setup, and they help us with outreach and materials and the like. But they don't regularly deal with the scouting method and the learn by doing the same way when they do their outreach work. And they were just incredible. They were so responsive and interactive with the explorers, but they took their cue from us when we asked them to let the explorers explore. Yeah, I can't sing their praises highly enough.
That's brilliant. And Ray, if you have another chance to do any courses or any work with Oxford Archaeology, is that something that you would do again?
Yes, it would be something I would do again because I would be surrounded by people that also like the same field.
And Ellie May, would you fancy doing that course again?
Yeah, very much so.
Thank you very much all for joining us this morning, and I hope today is as successful and great fun as yesterday was. Thank you very much to Ellie May. Thank you very much to Ray, and thank you very much to Coyote for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having us. And can I say, there should be a little surprise coming to my beautiful wife, who is the osteologist we have, Zoe. She doesn't know this yet, but she will be receiving an award from our county lead volunteer later on. So.
Wow, that's exciting as well. You two are in the know, Ellie Mae and Ray. You two are in the know and you know what's coming today. Very exciting. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.